I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Christians are reaching out with the love of Christ despite the backlash of persecution throughout the subcontinent of India. Neglected and poverty-stricken youngsters find a home and a future at Ramabai Mukti Mission. Serving in India's Maharashtra state, Mukti Mission's David Scott says that's the crux of their work.
Jesus modeled caring for the poor, and so we, of course, as his followers, want to do that as well, particularly in parts of the areas of the world where there are so many unreached peoples. And you can reach unreached peoples in India often through children, because these are the ones that are often neglected and hurt.
Next, it appears recovery from the May 27th earthquake that rocked Indonesia's central Java province is underway. The disaster killed three Compassion International-sponsored families, and the homes of 61 Compassion-assisted children were also completely destroyed. Another 312 homes are unsafe. However, the 11 Compassion projects in the Yogyakarta area are now functioning normally. Pray that through their work, they can live out the gospel and eventually share it. And about 75% of Haiti's population lives in utter poverty. That means food supplies are hard to come by for a majority of the population. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says they just got a year's supply of baby formula and food packets, but the problem is getting the food off the docks in Florida.
By the time we pay ground and sea transportation on those, we're usually talking very close to $7,000 or $8,000 in transportation costs to get food in place for distribution.
People respond to the gospel as they see believers helping make life better for the poorest of the poor in northern Haiti. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.